psilocybin-assisted grief therapy, clinical evidence for healing. Complicated loss. Grief is supposed to end. For 7 to 10% of bereaved individuals, it does not. It becomes prolonged grief disorder, a locked neural state of yearning and avoidance that resists conventional treatment. Clinical trials suggest psilocybin can break that lock. Here is what the evidence shows. What prolonged grief disorder actually is. Until 2022, prolonged grief disorder did not exist as a formal diagnosis. Bereaved individuals who could not move through loss were often categorized under depression or anxiety, conditions that share surface symptoms but differ fundamentally in mechanism and treatment response. The DSM-5-TR's addition of PGD as a standalone diagnosis reflects two decades of research showing it is a distinct condition requiring distinct treatment. PGD is characterized by intense, persistent yearning for the deceased, difficulty accepting the reality of the loss, emotional numbness, bitterness about the circumstances of the death, and a sense that life is meaningless without the person who has died. The key criterion is duration. Symptoms must be present for at least 12 months following the loss and cause significant functional impairment. This distinguishes PGD from the acute grief that most bereaved people experience and resolve. The consequences are serious. PGD is associated with elevated risk of major depression, PTSD, suicidal ideation, cardiovascular disease, immune dysfunction, and significantly reduced quality of life. Existing treatments, primarily complicated grief therapy and certain antidepressants, produce modest results, and a substantial proportion of patients do not respond at all. The treatment gap is significant. The neuroscience: why grief gets stuck. Normal grief involves the brain progressively updating its predictive model of the world, the internal representation of reality that includes the living presence of the deceased. This model updating is effortful and painful, requiring repeated confrontation with the loss in contexts that trigger memories of the relationship. Each confrontation allows the prediction error to be processed and the model to be revised. Over time, the brain learns a new reality. In PGD, this process is disrupted. The brain's default mode network, the network responsible for self-referential processing, autobiographical memory, and the construction of the ongoing self-narrative, becomes locked in a state that oscillates between yearning for the deceased and avoidance of the full emotional weight of the loss. The yearning is neurologically similar to craving and addiction. It activates reward circuitry and creates an ongoing state of frustrated desire. The avoidance prevents the model updating process from completing. Scheer and colleagues demonstrated that the bereaved brain in PGD shows abnormal activity in the nucleus accumbens, a reward processing region, when exposed to reminders of the deceased. The reward response to reminders of the lost person maintains the craving-like yearning even as conscious cognition acknowledges the reality of the death. The brain is simultaneously processing the loss and unable to fully integrate it. How psilocybin addresses the stuck grief mechanism. Psilocybin acts on exactly the neural architecture that maintains stuck grief. Via 5-HT2A receptor agonism, psilocin dramatically disrupts default mode network coherence. The network loses its tight hierarchical control over processing, and its grip on the fixed yearning narrative of loss is temporarily released. This is the same mechanism through which psilocybin disrupts ruminative depression and compulsive patterns in addiction. But the mechanism goes further in the context of grief. The mystical or oceanic experiences that psilocybin frequently produces, characterized by a sense of unity, transcendence of time and boundaries, and deep emotional processing, appear to directly engage with the content of grief. Many participants in psilocybin trials report encountering the deceased, feeling a sense of continued connection, experiencing forgiveness or completion of unfinished emotional business, and arriving at a relationship with the loss that is characterized by acceptance rather than yearning or avoidance. This is not the pharmacology producing false comfort. It is the pharmacology creating the conditions under which genuine emotional processing, the confrontation and integration that normal grief requires but PGD cannot achieve, can finally occur. The clinical evidence. The most directly relevant trial data comes from Griffiths and colleagues at Johns Hopkins, which enrolled 51 patients with cancer-related death anxiety and existential distress. Participants received either a high-dose psilocybin session or an active placebo, followed by two therapy integration sessions. At six-month follow-up, 80% of participants who received psilocybin showed clinically significant reductions in depression and death anxiety, a response rate vastly exceeding anything achieved by conventional treatments in this population. The parallel NYU trial by Ross and colleagues replicated the finding, with sustained effects at 4.5-year follow-up confirmed by Agen Libas and colleagues in 2020. A 2022 pilot study specifically targeting complicated grief used a psilocybin-assisted therapy protocol adapted from the complicated grief therapy framework. Participants received two psilocybin sessions spaced 2 weeks apart, with six preparation and integration therapy sessions surrounding them. Results showed significant reductions in PGD symptom severity and concurrent depression, with no serious adverse events in a clinically screened population. The role of the mystical experience in grief resolution. Across trials, the magnitude of the mystical experience during the session is the strongest predictor of therapeutic outcome. Griffiths and colleagues quantified this using the mystical experience questionnaire. Participants who scored highest on the scale showed the greatest and most sustained reductions in death anxiety and grief symptoms. The mystical experience, characterized by ego dissolution, a sense of unity with something larger than the self, and transcendence of the normal sense of time, appears to provide a direct experiential counterpoint to the terror at the heart of grief and death anxiety. Not through intellectual argument, but through felt experience. The participant does not conclude that death is acceptable. They experience a state in which the ordinary self boundaries that make death terrifying are temporarily dissolved, and from that vantage point encounter their loss with a quality of openness that normal consciousness cannot achieve. Integration work then allows the insights and emotional shifts of that experience to be consolidated into lasting changes in how the individual relates to their loss. The session is not the treatment, it is the catalyst. The integration is what converts the catalytic event into durable neural change. Death anxiety as the core target. Much of what makes grief complicated is not simply sadness about the loss of a specific person, it is the encounter with mortality itself. The death of someone close makes the fact of one's own eventual death unavoidable and proximate. For individuals who have not made peace with this reality, grief becomes entangled with existential terror that significantly amplifies its intensity and duration. This is where psilocybin's action on death anxiety is particularly clinically significant. The trials in cancer patients documented not just reductions in grief and depression, but reductions in existential distress, the fear of death and non-existence that underlies much of what makes PGD so treatment-resistant. Participants described their post-session relationship to death as qualitatively different, not resigned or suppressed, but genuinely altered by an experience that had made mortality feel less catastrophically final. The effect sizes were large and durable, the effect appeared dose-dependent and correlated with experience intensity, and 4.5-year follow-up confirmed that changes were not simply regression to mean. Something in the neurological architecture of how these individuals processed the concept of death and loss had changed. What the preparation session integration model means for grief. The preparation session integration framework takes on specific content in grief therapy. Preparation involves therapeutic work to identify the specific shape of the individual's grief, the nature of the loss, the unresolved emotional content, the specific fears about death and continuing to live, and the avoidance patterns that have maintained PGD. This preparation serves as cognitive priming for the session. Integration after the session is where the work of PGD treatment is consolidated. The BDNF-driven neuroplasticity documented by Lai and colleagues peaks at 24 hours and remains elevated for approximately 4 weeks. During this window, intensive psychological work, processing what arose during the session, actively constructing a new relationship to the loss, updating the internal narrative about the deceased and about one's own mortality may be what converts the temporary disruption of stuck patterns into lasting neural reorganization. Implications for bereavement care. If the trial data holds through larger Phase 3 studies currently in progress, psilocybin-assisted therapy represents a fundamental shift in what is possible for the 7-10% of bereaved individuals whose grief does not resolve. Psilocybin therapy does not fill this gap by being a better antidepressant or a more efficient form of cognitive behavioral therapy. It fills it by operating at a different level, directly on the neural architecture of stuck processing, via a mechanism that conventional pharmacology and psychotherapy cannot access. The combination of acute default mode network disruption and BDNF-driven structural neuroplasticity, catalyzed by a psychologically profound experience and consolidated through integration, addresses the biological and psychological mechanisms of PGD simultaneously. For the bereaved individuals for whom grief has become a permanent state rather than a passing one, this represents the first genuinely novel treatment mechanism in decades,